Welcome to today's J.J. Nicktein Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa. J.J. Nicktein Company, committed to our communities for over 100 years. I'm Mark Pitts on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Mid Prairie High School Band Director David Kuntz about their spring concert coming up tonight at 7 o'clock in the high school gym.
Well, at this concert, we're going to feature all of the ensembles in the band program. We're going to start with the jazz band. They'll be playing four pieces, including three pieces that we played at State Jazz Contest back at the end of January, and then another piece we've been working on since then that we really like playing. After the jazz band is done, then there is a saxophone quintet. They will be playing after the jazz band. They're going to play a piece of music that we're recording for a virtual state solo ensemble contest. And then after the saxophone quintet, there'll be a brass choir, and they will also be playing a piece of music that they will be performing at the virtual state solo ensemble contest. And then the last group on the concert will be the concert band, and we're going to do two pieces. One of the pieces we'll play, we will hopefully get to play at large group in May. And the other piece is going to be highlights from Fiddler on the Roof, which is the musical that we're doing in about 3 weeks. So a little bit of everything.
Quite a production, and something you guys have been preparing for how long?
Oh, gosh. I would say basically since January, the jazz band will be playing music they've played really since the end of last year. And the two ensembles will be playing music basically we've been working on since January. And the concert band will be playing pieces basically we started rehearsing at the beginning of this year. Yeah, it should be a lot of fun.
How long has it been since you guys have been able to perform for a Mid-Prairie audience?
Well, our last home concert was the Christmas concert back in December. We had one pep band performance during basketball season, so this is the first time in a while that we've gotten to play in front of a home audience at a concert.
COVID-19 obviously has affected your abilities to perform. How anxious are your students to get out there on the stage?
I think we're very anxious to play in front of an audience, and to play a concert always brings back a little bit of normalcy in this year. So I think we're very much looking forward to playing live music in front of a live audience.
I imagine you've probably heard from teachers, staff, community members that they're probably anxious for you guys to perform as well.
Oh, I think everybody is really hoping that there's a lot of live music happening this year as we get into spring and summer. And I sure know I am hoping to play live music in front of audiences this summer, and the Washington Municipal Band, I sure hope that happens, and I hope my students get to play a lot of live music, and I hope we all get to watch a lot of live music, for sure.
David, we've talked in the past about navigating this school year with COVID-19 and
yeah.
The different ways you guys have had to go about practicing and rehearsing, and as you reflect at this stage of the school year, what are some of the first thoughts that come to mind?
Well, my main thought is, despite the fact that the rehearsals are more challenging because we have to space out more and we have to move a lot of our rehearsals from the band room to larger spaces so that we can space out more, it's still been a really great year because of getting to have live music, getting to see my students every day, getting to play music together. I mean, that's what's got me the closest feeling to it being normal, that I still get to rehearse with my students and we still get to play music and playing music we haven't played before and just discovering how interesting the music is and playing it together. Despite the fact that we're more spread out and we're in different locations, it's still been really satisfying to do that.
Last time we talked was after the jazz band had performed at their state. You mentioned ensemble and large group performances.
Yeah.
What's the status there? It sounds like no in-person activity?
Well, solo ensemble contest, which would be happening about right now, we would be going to a school to perform at state solo ensemble contest. It is virtual. So we're recording ensembles and soloists and sending in that recording to the Iowa High School Music Association, and then a judge will watch it and listen to it and send back a rating. Now, as for a large group, at this point, it's supposed to be an in-person event in May, and I sure hope it is, and I sure hope we get to go to it, because I'd really like to end this school year with a normal state large group playing at state large group in front of an audience and in front of judges. So I think that's going to be an actual live event.
Have they determined a location?
That's the issue. I asked the Iowa High School Music Association a few weeks ago, do you know where we'll be going? And they said tentatively at this point, Mediapolis will be the host school that we will go to. So I'm hoping that happens and we get to go there and play at State Large Group.
Anything else that you want to mention, David, about the spring band concert on Monday night?
Just hope that people will be interested in hearing the band play live. We're sure looking forward to playing. And I know you're going to hear all kinds of different music. And if you're into musicals, we'll be playing music from Fiddler on the Roof. So that I think that will be a lot of fun for the audience.
Again, the Mid Prairie High School band concert is tonight at 7 o'clock in the high school gymnasium. That was today's JJ Nicktine Company in touch with Southeast Iowa with Mid Prairie High School band director David Koontz. JJ Nicktine Company, committed to our communities for over 100 years. I'm Mark Pitts with KCII News.